Welcome to Think, Subsign Pitch with Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're building a dark drum and bass loop that feels like it has attitude, movement, and control. We're going to slice up a breakbeat, rebuild it into a rolling groove, then layer in a sine-based sub that moves with subtle pitch motion underneath it. The vibe here is classic DNB pressure, but with a modern Ableton workflow, so you can get something that feels club-ready without getting lost in the weeds. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That gives us a strong classic drum and bass pace, fast enough to drive, but still flexible for jungle-style movement and heavier rolling phrases. Create two main tracks to start, one for drums and one for sub-bass. If you want, you can also add a return track later for a short delay or ambience, but we'll keep the core setup simple first. Now let's pick the break. You want an Amen style loop, a Think style break, or any live drum loop that has clear transient hits and a strong snare. The more defined the transients are, the easier this lesson becomes. If your break is audio, drop it into an audio track and turn warp on. For punchy drum material, beats mode is usually the best starting point. If the loop is more full and musical, Complex Pro can work, but don't overdo it if the loop starts sounding soft or smeared. Here's the first important mindset shift. Treat the break like a lead instrument. Don't assume every hit needs to stay loud and obvious. In good drum and bass, some hits are foreground and some are just motion. The groove comes from choosing what matters. Once the break is warped cleanly, it's time for surgery. Right-click the loop and use Slice to new MIDI track. Set it to Slice by Transient so Ableton gives you a drum rack with each hit mapped to a pad. This is where the real fun starts, because now the break becomes playable. You're not just looping a drum file anymore, you're performing with it. Open the MIDI clip that Ableton created. Build a one-bar pattern that keeps the essential DNB energy, snare on 2 and 4, kick variations around the beat, and smaller ghost hits that keep the groove alive between the big impacts. Think of the loop like a conversation. The kick can ask a question, the snare answers it, and the tiny in-between slices give the groove personality. Don't quantize everything too hard. A little looseness is part of the feel. If every slice sits exactly on the grid, the groove can lose its swing and start sounding stiff. Try a subtle groove or swing feel if needed, but keep it under control. For ghost notes, keep velocities lower, somewhere in the 20 to 60 range. Main snare hits can be much stronger, and kicks should sit in a moderate to strong range, but always with contrast. Contrast is what makes the loop breathe. Now let's add the surgical details that make this sound like a real producer move. If the snare in your break isn't cutting through enough, layer a clean one-shot snare underneath it. Keep that extra snare short and punchy. On that layer, use a EQ8 to remove unnecessary low end, then add a little drum bus for snap and glue. You can also use utility if you need to keep the layer tight in stereo. The goal is not to replace the break, just to reinforce its backbone. Next, add ghost notes. This is one of the easiest ways to make a loop feel alive. Pull tiny snare ticks, hat bits, or rim hits from the break and place them just before or just after the main snare. These little details make the loop feel played instead of stamped out. You can also reverse a short slice, like a snare tail or hat, to create tension before a downbeat or a fill. That reverse motion is a classic way to make the ear lean forward. Now for the bass. Create a new MIDI track and load operator, wave-eatable, or even analog if you want a simple low-end source. For this lesson, operator is a great choice because it makes a very clean sine sub. Set oscillator to a sine wave, keep it mono, and strip away anything that adds unnecessary width or harmonic clutter at first. We want the foundation to be pure and controlled. Write the bass line so it supports the drums rather than crowding them. Keep the notes short and intentional. In drum and bass, the sub timing matters more than the sub tone. A great sine patch can still feel wrong if it lands too early, drags too long, or overlaps the kick too much. So give your bass note space and let silence do some of the heavy lifting. Now add the pitch motion. This is the subsign pitch idea. We're not talking about wild bends or dramatic synth tricks. We're talking about small, controlled movement that adds tension and personality. One way to do this is with MIDI note slides. Write a short note, then move into another note nearby, maybe a semitone or whole tone away, and let the movement connect naturally. Another way is to use a small pitch envelope in operator, with a fast attack and short decay. A starting range might be around -2 to -7 semitones, with a decay between 50 and 150 milliseconds. That gives you a little sine drop or bounce at the start of the note, which adds character without losing sub weight. You can also use glide or portamento, but keep it subtle. If the glide is too long, the bass starts sounding like a completely different style. A small glide time, maybe 40 to 120 milliseconds, is enough to soften the transitions and make the line feel more fluid. Once the sub is written, shape it so it sits under the break properly. A solid starting chain is EQ8, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, and utility. Use EQ8 to clean up unnecessary rumble below the useful range, but don't carve so much that the bass loses its body. Add a little saturator, just enough to generate harmonic presence so the bass can be heard on smaller speakers. Then use compression or sidechain ducking if needed, so the kick and sub don't fight each other. Finally, use utility to make sure the low end stays mono and focused. This is where kick and sub relationship becomes crucial. The kick and sub should not both dominate the same instant. If the kick is strong on a given beat, let the sub answer just after it, or duck the bass slightly with sidechain. If the kick lives inside the breakbeat itself, you may want to use volume automation on the bass instead of hard compression. Either way, the principle is the same. The groove gets heavier when the elements take turns instead of stepping on each other. Now group your drum slices into a drum bus. This is where you can give the break a little glue and personality. A simple chain might be EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and maybe saturator or roar if you want more edge. Use EQ8 to reduce mud in the low mids if needed, and tame harsh high end if the hats get brittle. Then add drum bus for snap and drive. Glue compressor should be used gently, just enough to make the loop feel like one unit. Don't crush the life out of it. Drum and bass needs impact, but it also needs motion and air. At this point, your loop should already be working as a one bar idea. Now expand it into an 8-bar phrase. Start simple in bars 1 and 2, then build density in bars 3 and 4. Add a variation in bars 5 and 6 by muting a kick, swapping a slice, or changing a bass note. Then use bars 7 and 8 for a fill or reset, something that points back to the top of the loop. Even when you're just making a loop, think like a track. You want tension, release, variation, and return. Use automation to keep it moving. Open the filter a little before a fill, increase saturation on the bass for the main groove, or send a snare hit into a tiny bit of delay on the last bar. Keep these moves purposeful. A little movement goes a long way in DNB. You want the ear to feel progression, not clutter. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overwarp the break. If you place too many warp markers, you can erase the natural bounce that makes the loop exciting. Second, don't widen the sub. Stereo low end will weaken your club translation fast. Third, don't go too hard on pitch movement. A huge pitch swoop can make the bass feel cartoonish instead of heavy. And fourth, don't overcompress the drum bus. The grit and shuffle of the break are part of the energy. Here's a really useful coach note. The break should feel like a lead instrument, but it should also have layers of intention. First, anchor hits. Second, groove details. Third, transition edits. Fourth, texture. If a slice doesn't serve one of those jobs, consider cutting it. Less can absolutely hit harder. If you want to take this further, try this as a practice challenge. Build a 2-bar dark roller. Use one sliced break, assign sub and operator, 3 bass notes max, and at least one reverse or resample drum detail. Make one version more jungle with busier chops, and another version more rolling with simpler drums and deeper bass movement. Then listen back at low volume. If the groove still reads quietly, that's a good sign your arrangement has real strength. The big takeaway from this lesson is simple. The drums create the energy, and the sub pitch shapes the emotion underneath. If the break is chopped with intention, if the bass stays mono and controlled, and if the pitch motion is subtle but musical, you'll get that dark, functional, club-ready drum and bass pressure that really hits. That's your ThinkStyle Subsign Pitch with Breakbeat Surgery workflow in Ableton Live 12. Clean slices, tight low end, subtle motion, and a groove that feels alive. Very nice.